Podcast, episode 208, Row in the Douche Canoe.
And this week we talk about Dragon Age Origins, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare,
containing or transporting more douchebags.
Worms, Battlegrounds.
I'm getting a little bit of douchebag in my face.
And the King of the Furries.
Oh, God.
Stay tuned.
So then I told her, why don't you make your own sandwich?
And that's the story how I lost a testicle.
Damn.
It reminds me, I've been watching all this Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I love that show.
Larry
David's amazing.
Guy is so amazing.
And he was trying to get this brownie recipe because his buddy, Richard, is dating a Christian Scientist. And she can't take medicine, so they're trying to sneak a Benadryl into a brownie, but it's part of Jeff's
wife's... Is that like an oxymoron, a Christian Scientist?
I don't know. But, so anyway, she can't take medicine, so they're trying to, like, sneak a Benadryl into a brownie, but it can only be, like, Jeff's wife's brownie that she won't give him the recipe. So Larry's over at Jeff's wife's house talking to her, and he's like, well, so like two things, people share something, you know, we can share something personal, and then it won't, because it's supposed to be a secret family recipe. He's like, so I might lose his testicle. Can you give me that brownie recipe now? He's like, you can't tell anybody, so now you can tell me that, since, you know.
I might lose a testicle.
Yeah. If nobody's ever watched that show,
yeah,
it's like all the Seinfeld characters roll up into one.
One of my favorites.
And it's freaking amazing.
When they did the whole Seinfeld season,
they're trying to reinstate Seinfeld.
Yeah, my favorite episode was whenever Larry takes George out, and Larry tips, and George wants to know how big the tip was, and he doesn't want to look like the guy that does a tip bigger than everybody else, and the whole thing is like, he actually goes back without him and was like, You were my waitress the other day when I was here with my friends. Like, yeah, he's like, you can tell me how much did he tip? Because Larry wouldn't tell George how much he tipped, and the girl's like, I don't think I'm allowed to do that. He goes,
it's okay.
It's okay. You can tell me how much he tipped. I just want to make sure. He actually is like, asked to leave, so he all freaks out like George does, because, you know, in there he's not George Costanza.
Right.
He's just... And it's like he just got off of Broadway and all that. But yeah, you have to love Seinfeld to like that show, because Larry David's the one that just added the greatness to Seinfeld.
Well, he's got that awkward sense of humor, mm-hmm. and he knows how to pull it off so
well. And
he
does the rant like George does. That's what I like about when he goes crazy. He does, So that's why I like it a lot. But
yeah, he can pull Costanza better than Costanza.
And that's how... my favorite Seinfeld episode...
Well, that's how he wrote him.
Yeah, my favorite Seinfeld episode is whenever George is, like, just down and out, lost his job with the Yankees, and he's sitting there with Jerry, and they're in the diner, and he's looking up at the diner, and he sees that really cute girl, and he's like, why don't you go up there and talk to her? And he's like... No, I can't. I don't have a job. I live with my mom. Blah, 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 this and that. And he goes, what else do you have to lose? And George is like, okay. And he walks up there and he goes, hi, I'm George. And she's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. And he's like, I don't have a job. I live at home with my mom and dad. And he says something else. And she's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. And he like goes off. And it was like the funniest thing. And Jerry's like, that wasn't supposed to work.
No,
so that was really good. And then the Risk episodes were great. The Risk episodes were great, too.
Oh, yeah.
Between Newman and old Kramer.
I always liked the ones where, was it if they masturbated, they'd grow hair on their chest? No, it was if they shaved.
Oh, yeah.
They'd grow hair on their chest.
The masturbating one is the King of the Castle, and it had all of them involved,
Yeah.
Or King of the County. I lost a bet with my little stepbrother way back in the day, because I thought I knew what it was, and I was wrong. Lost a dollar.
Well, it was like the first like really popular edgy comedy that would sneak stuff that was edgy in without coming across as too edgy.
I love it.
Like, it was just so clever.
I liked Elaine's character, and then whenever she went to find her fake friend and she smacked him like Jerry does, he's like, ow, that hurts. Why would you do that to someone? And then she tries to keep him away from her friends, and they all are like fake knockoffs of their friends. And they meet in the on the sidewalk, and she's like, oh, this is awkward. I'm like, oh, that's your friend. Yeah. I just love Seinfeld. Como Man, that's what me and Como, we used to watch when our Seinfeld have episodes, have marathons, we would watch it because he loves
Seinfeld. Oh, yeah.
Trent has every episode of Seinfeld made, and that's one of the things that I get real bored with. Like, let's just watch Seinfeld.
Hell yeah. Even the season finale, everyone hated it, and I'm like, you don't understand. That's how it's supposed to end. They get locked up because
they get what their just deserves.
Yeah.
Because they're all awful people.
And I loved it because they brought everybody back, and it was just like, they're talking about how horrible people they are. Oh, that was so great.
Ugh, man. That show's so old.
Did you like Seinfeld, Rusty?
I watched it, but it was...
Whoa, Haas. That's not what I asked. Did you like Seinfeld? Yes or no?
Who doesn't like Seinfeld, though?
That's a crap-ass answer.
Okay, fine. I like Seinfeld, but I don't remember any of the fucking episodes.
I watched Seinfeld. A shitload of them. And I think part of it, too, like, is you had a lot of, like, comedy sitcoms like Cheers and a bunch of other stuff, and none of it was even close to as funny.
Seinfeld... made me...
Like, there are some people who are, like, really obsessed with Friends. I just don't get it.
No. Seinfeld made me go on a 6-year Entertainment Weekly subscription because they always had the Seinfeld episode. It was so amazing. And I only got Entertainment Weekly just for the Seinfeld episode.
The bass line.
That's even better than the whole On Order. Boom, boom. I'd rather listen to that than the
one. Right.
Remember when I got that cue bass guitar? Yeah. When I was first learning bass guitar, it was one of the first things I learned. It pissed my parents off. What are you practicing Seinfeld?
My mom never understood Seinfeld, and she was like, how are you going to waste your time with this? And
right.
I used to always get her, too, because I'm like, you're right, Mom. I was like, there's probably a Star Trek episode on. And she was like, yeah, watch something constructive. All right.
Because, you know,
my mom loved space. Khan. My mom loved Khan.
Yeah, but that's not a start. Well,
Star Trek, yeah.
The old one, yeah.
Yeah, but she didn't matter. That's what made me watch Star Trek. She goes, it's Ricardo. No, maybe later, Mom. Okay, you call me if he comes on. Okay.
Okay.
She loved him, too.
Boy. Yeah, but he was on what, The Love Boat?
No, Fantasy Island.
Oh, that's right.
And then we used to, hey, Fantasy Island came on every week. Shh. And she said, go to your room. You go to your room right now. Oh, that was a staple. She told my dad to leave the house one time. It was funny.
Over Fantasy Island?
No, Ricardo Montalban was on. It was stupid Spy Kids because he was in an episode. And I was like, you know, Ricardo Montalban's in Spy Kids. I said, really? So she turned it on. We're watching. My dad's like, what are you watching? She's like, shh. That was the one morning. Shh. She points to the TV and he goes, what stupid? She goes, you can leave the house. And he's like, this is my house. She goes, you can leave the house. And he's like, I gotta go work on something in the garage. She goes, yeah, and I'll tell you when you can come back. And she sent him to the garage. Yeah, anytime Ricardo Montalban came on, if you got the shh, and that was it. If you say anything else, you can just leave. Just go. My mom loved that man, and he's dead, and she'll still watch.
Wow. So you're saying you could like watch The Wrath of Khan over and over again? And
Epics had the Star Trek marathon, and I was like, oh look, Mom, I've got Wrath of Khan. And she's like, why don't you hit play? I'm like, you understand? She goes, I said hit play. I'm like, okay. I'm on it. And then I'm gonna take some comment on Facebook, and I'm like, what movie is this? And he's like, Botany Bay, Wrath of Khan. And then we start trading back Wrath of Khan quotes, and she's like, shh. I'm like, I don't even touch it. She kicked me out of my own house. I ain't playing around. My mom don't play around when Montalban's on.
And W-flavored liquor.
So, no, my mom will kick you. She don't even care how she's at. She'll kick someone out of the room if they're talking while he's on.
Music. Out. Get the fuck out.
Get on out. Come back when it's done.
So yeah, The Wrath of Montalban.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we watched. I don't care. I'll watch it anytime. It's still on my DVR. But yeah, no, she did though. She stayed an extra. She stayed an extra hour just so she could watch it. And as soon as he was dead, she's like, "All right, we're leaving." Like, all right, bye. Thanks for stopping by.
That's amazing. So,
yeah.
What?
She was like, well, excuse me. She's like, you know, he could have been your. I'm like, that's good. I'm fine.
You're too tall.
I don't need to hear this, Mom. I don't need to hear about the one time you met him and he could have been my dad. I don't need to know about this.
She met him?
She met him once when she was in California. And that was what made her fall in love with him. And it's always awkward and creepy to you. She's like, he was wearing shorts. I'm like, I don't need to hear this, Mom. She's like, then his legs. I'm like, Mom, no, I don't need to know about your creepy fantasy with this guy.
Let me tell you what I would do.
I'm like, no, I'm leaving. I don't need to hear about you wanting to sex up Ricardo Montalban.
I'm so glad my mom's a saint, as far as I know.
My mom's a saint.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to
hear. I'm a Dumb and Dumber too when she tells Harry and Lloyd how babies are made, and Lloyd goes, not my mom! Because he's like, he's like, not my mom. Yeah, but it's funny though, because he's all like, not my mom. Like, you're here, you know.
Well, it's that awkward moment that most people, depending on their parental situation, walk in on their parents once.
Did you walk in on your parents?
Three times.
Then your mom can't be a saint. You walked in on it.
Well, here's the problem.
Three times.
First time I was a child. Second time I was an adult.
That damn spaghetti commercial lies. Spaghetti does not make you forget what you saw.
No, because I was 19 years old and home from college on the summer, and they were just used to having the afternoons themselves.
That's when you
and
call.
I just came home and I was like, oh my God. And I left for like four hours.
I only talked at my mom one time with my old stepdad. But ever since I've been able to have
a
phone. She
kept asking me why I kept cleaning. And I was just like, I don't know what else to do.
anytime I go to my mom and dad's house now, I'm 36 now. But I always, before I go outside, I'm like, phone down, Mom. And they'll see it. Even if the door's open, I'm like, what you doing, Mom? She's like, you can see me and through the door. I'm like, I'm just making sure y'all ain't doing nothing. I'm going to come inside. All right, cool. You walk in one time, that's it. I don't play around. If cell phones were around when I was a little kid, every time I come home from school. Mom, are you home? Oh, okay, good.
Just letting you know I'm headed back.
Oh.
Because you need to stop.
Exactly. Hey. You're supposed to be at work. Okay, what are you doing home? What's that creak? It's, oh my God.
Oh, God. No.
God, that's a horrible thing, ever walking in on your parents. Because if you're too young, you don't know what it is. You're like, what's going on? And then you get the get out. Like, oh. Usually that's your mom yelling get out. It's the deep voice.
With the demon voice.
No, because the dad's throwing the pillows at you. Get out! Oh, man.
This happened more than once for him.
Once is all it took. Once.
I don't know.
I'm not a slow learner like Justin. I didn't need three times. Once is all I needed to mentally scar me for the rest of my life.
I actually tricked one of my brothers into doing that multiple times. I never actually did it.
See, this conversation could go so many different ways. Because we were just talking about walking on your mom having sex, and he goes, I tricked one of my brothers into doing it multiple. What? Have sex with your mom? Get sick! Why would you trick your brother into doing that? But it's going a different route.
Oh, so okay. The amazing part was my room was immediately adjacent to my parents.
Oh, that's
my two brothers were not.
Oh, man. That is a bad
thing. I'd hear the spring start creaking.
Oh, jeez, that's fucking worse.
Turn up the radio.
I'd walk in there and I'd go.
I need you to turn the radio up. That's what I need.
Until he started stirring, I'd hide. Because I knew once he woke up. The first place he's headed to.
Oh, you mean...
what I hear is Jason liked to send his brothers in to watch his parents have coitus.
Coitus.
I thought it was hilarious because my parents screamed at me. I didn't realize what was happening later until, I was about 12 years old and Dad went, you're an ass.
That's such a bad person.
That is a dirty thing you did. Ugh. You don't understand.
I don't even know if
like
I want to say
this. Like, when me and the missus are having private time, because that's what I call it. Like, every little thing, I'm like...
It's private
look
time.
Good, you know, making sure the kids
when I actually
look
have
up.
Kids, I'm going to soundproof that bedroom. And I put a deadbolt on the door.
Listen. Apparently, Mama wasn't diabetic the other day. We had some cider. Well, let me tell you something. Every little creak I heard, I'm looking around, make sure no kids are walking in. Because I ain't trying to scar no kids. I ain't trying to scar my kids for life. They did wake up one time, and my foot like went Goo Goo Gadget and like shut the door in their face. Like it hit him in the nose, and my kid starts freaking out. So then I'm like, okay, he's crying, he's fine. And I got done, and I put on some pajama pants and went out, and I was all like, are you okay? You're sleepwalking.
And you ran into the wall.
That's
you
the thing.
Into the wall.
He finished.
You ran into the wall. You're sleepwalking.
And you like, finished, and your kid was crying.
He's all, he's like, Mama. I'm like, Mama's sleeping. Shh. You gotta go back to bed. He's like, and he fell asleep on my arm, and I put him back in bed. But like, my foot grew like no life. I'm like, here to that door. Bam in his face. I ain't playing around. But anyways, I digress. But
that's how you—that's how you get a hernia.
It really is. But I stretched earlier. I'm just saying. I'm stretching.
You know, before I do the nasty, I go through my stretches.
I'm gonna tell you, this is what'll save your life when you're growing up.
They can't see it, but you gotta do the whole. You gotta work it out.
And then you stretch yourself so your loins are open, and you don't get a hernia. You don't get a hernia, kids. You don't get a hernia. Also, that is a story how my youngest child was born. My loins were open.
You gave birth?
I did.
Your loins were open.
Oh my God.
My loins were open and my child came. And I held it up like the Lion King. I'm just saying, like sunlight hit it. And now my phone's messing up.
What you get for opening your loins?
Sometimes it fires back. I can't help it. I'm just saying. Oh, this your closet just attacked me. Is there someone in your closet? Let me see.
Hello.
No.
No. What's that dude all bunched up? Hey, dude. Okay.
You can come out of the closet now.
He's not hungry. He said he was good.
Right.
So my kids play hide and go seek, and they hide in the linen closet. And my wife goes the other day. She goes, should we be worried? Your son's going into the closet. I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And I was like, we have to worry if he comes out of the closet. And then he comes out and he goes, ah! I'm like, there he is up there.
Yep.
We play hide and seek a lot, and I forget to count. And he just stays in the closet. And he's like, after all, he'll walk
where
back
did
in
he
and
go?
Look at you like, he's are you dumb? Now. And I'm all like, five. And he thinks I'm playing. He's like, oh! He gets excited. It's only going to last another like year, and he's going to realize I'm not looking for him. My daughter's really impatient. She like goes in there in like 2 seconds. She's like, here I am. I'm like, you know, this isn't how we play hide and seek. She goes, I hide. I'm like, okay, one, two, here I am. I'm like, oh, this is not how we play, Zoe Gray. She's like, I'm done. So
just like she was.
Fusserated. I know.
I'm just so fusserated with this.
But yeah,
game
but my
right
son
now.
Will actually play hide and go seek, and we played a good 30-minute hide and go seek episode the other day. It was a good time. Daddy had an extra break from the kids.
You opened your loins.
That's true. He like falls asleep at lunchtime now, so he's eating lunch. He's like,
I can't make that the show title.
No, we can't. I so want to, but we can't.
It's not working. It already says explicit. We've been banned once a long time ago before I had you guys on the show.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get banned.
Don't get banned. I don't.
Apparently my phone's messed up.
I don't have words today.
So what has Rusty been doing?
Welcome to the Tiltcast.
Welcome.
Hey, introduce yourself.
By the way, my name's Earl.
Okay.
Stay classy.
And right here?
Rusty.
Jason.
Nas.
Oh, I've got a new tagline for us, because now at your house, you're so kind. I have a coffee addiction. I'm not playing around. Uh-huh. I love coffee, but you make coffee now, so we should be like, welcome to the Killcast. Pour yourself a cup and pull up a chair.
Done.
People are like, damn, I'm drinking coffee and listening to video games. I'm just saying.
And for once, we're actually not smoking on the show.
We didn't smoke last week either. We did on break, though. My wife thanks you, because I can come home and go straight to bed without her telling me to take a shower.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
She did. She goes, it's so nice. You not smell like cigarette smoke when you come home. I'm like, me too, because I get an extra 30 minutes of sleep. I do.
Sleep.
It's good.
I thought you meant sleep.
Uh-huh. No.
I thought you were talking about that loin sleep.
No, that's an activity, my friend.
We thought you were stretching in the car on the way home, you know, preparing to open.
No. That bomber
door is
propped
up behind his
head. She got like one leg out the window.
I'm telling you, the bombardier door don't open until I'm at the house. Doom.
I don't even know where the hell to go with this.
I don't even know.
This felt like it was a good intro.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. What about your phone? Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love that show so much.
Sometimes I wish I had a big trademark.
Sometimes you watch how many times you use that.
Sometimes I wish I had a work at home business that was productive, because TBS loves to show marathons of those, like during my work schedule.
During the workday.
It's called a DVR.
I know, but I DVR'd Nash Bridges back in the day, and let me tell you,
I used to watch the shit out of Nash Bridges.
I love Nash Bridges.
That was actually
I didn't realize.
Oh, Makuta?
Oh, yeah.
My goal was to get every single Nash Bridges episode ever recorded, because they didn't have it on DVD. So I recorded everyone, had them on my hard drive, on my receiver, and my receiver crashed, lost every single episode. But
is
I didn't
it on
know.
DVD?
It is now. But I didn't know Lucy Liu was in the first episode. I was like, I have never seen the first episode, and now Lucy Liu is in this. This is amazing.
See, I had to watch it. My dad didn't like it, but my buddy's dad liked it. So when I go over to their house, we always watch Nash Bridges. But I only got to watch it like every other week.
Why is it says Nash Bridges? Why do you scratch your hand? Is that like a tick?
My parents loved Nash Bridges.
I didn't appreciate Nash Bridges. Until it was a nervous tick. What am I missing?
What's going on over here? Rusty keeps scratching his hand.
No, I asked him. I said, is there some reason why you have to scratch your hand when he says that's Bridges? He goes, no, let's try this out. And now he's just doing it. Apparently, it's conditioning. I didn't appreciate Nash Bridges until it was in syndication.
That's amazing.
What is this? Is this like addiction scratching?
That's amazing. Anyways, I'll have to say so he doesn't do that again. I did not appreciate the greatness of the poor man's Don Johnson until it was in syndication, and I loved it, and I recorded every episode, and I lost it.
Was it the poor man's Don Johnson?
Well, that's my boss. I call him the poor man's Don Johnson because he reminds me of Don Johnson.
Oh, your boss?
Yeah, and I said that one time. So Tim at work did Photoshop for Miami Vice and put Todd's picture of Don Johnson's body, and it looks like him. But because he used to say Bubba a lot, and that's what he would say on that show. And I did one time. I said, you know, you're a poor man's Don Johnson. And he goes, I don't know how to take that, but thank you, I guess. And then ever since then, I was Bubba, and it was hilarious. But yeah, Todd reminds me of him. But yeah, no.
I can see my that parents too. Were. My parents were all about that. My dad hated Don Johnson, but he loved Cheech Marin.
How can you hate Don Johnson?
And there's no way you can hate Cheech.
That's because my dad hated Miami Vice.
How can you hate Miami Vice?
His hatred for
Miami
Vice.
Oh my God, it was so great. Cigarette boats, 80s music, hot women in bikinis. Did your dad listen to this podcast?
No.
Is your dad gay?
No.
How can you hate women in bikinis? Just saying.
Wow.
Is your dad a communist?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Well, I know gay men that like women in bikinis.
Huh?
Just saying, I know gay men that like women in bikinis.
Hey, I know women who like women in bikinis, so just saying.
I like those
too. By the way, also, anyone listening, you need to join the emo club from Zio's, because on your birthday, they will send you a gift certificate for over $12. Zio's email club.
Oh, I thought you said the emo club.
I heard emo club.
And I was
email.
Like, what? You know, that's
email.
How it's
emo. I got me a $12 entree today for my birthday.
Was it served by a chick in black?
No, yes, it was.
Was it a lot of eyeliner?
She looked kind of like you.
She had a lip ring.
Wait.
Oh my gosh! Look at Justin for a second.
What am I doing?
What? What are you doing?
No, just stop. Just look at him. Just look at him. Ready? And then get a really... Like you're going to eat a soul. Like a vampire. It's Batboy Grown Up.
What the fuck?
Wait, what is that?
Batboy Grown Up!
Oh, you're a fucking dick. Rusty. Full contact.
Right there. That was amazing.
He gets one free pass.
Right there on the shoulder.
Oh, that was amazing. I just saw that because you gave me a weird look, and I was like, oh my God, Batboy Grown Up.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
God, I love you, Rusty.
What? Just not going to shave my fucking head.
I know. That's why.
Well, you know.
You know?
And, you know, I love Nash Bridges because Jody Lynn O'Keefe, and then later on, I can't remember who else was on there.
I loved it whenever
the Yasmine Bleeth.
Oh. I loved it when the Golden Boy was going to marry his daughter, and then she dumped him, and he went crazy, and they had, like, that one season of where he was, like, depressed, and he turned from the wall, and he was, like, getting in trouble with alcohol and dealing drugs and stuff. I like that season. Because the dude who always wore the Grateful tattoo armband, like, got mad, and he never really got mad.
Huh?
Yeah. Uh-oh. It was a good show, though. Sad it left. But that car was pretty badass, though. That
Cougar. That Barracuda was.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I can't remember. Was that 71 Cuda?
I don't know. God. What have you been doing, Rusty?
No. Keep going.
I need you to keep going. No, we need to talk about video games.
That what? No.
Why, we do that?
What?
We do.
What?
I know. I'm usually the one going on tangents, but I'm bringing us full circle today. What have you been doing, Rusty?
I'm just scratching my hand.
I know. Besides, you know what, though? They said if you masturbate too much, you do get itchy palms. So maybe that's what you've been doing.
Well, I could be also coming into money.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I really can't.
Ooh.
I
mean, you know what, though? If you do that, then you have to wash it. And you could get in trouble for money laundering.
Fuck.
Also, you want to use a sock, though.
That's, oh.
Because you have to get like a big wad of money, you know what I'm saying? And then you have to, it gets all over your hand, it's not fun. Yeah, then you have like a dollar bill stuck to your hand, and you almost know why there's money stuck to your hand. You have to explain that to her.
Yep, it was 1971 Plymouth Barracuda. Oh. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on the car.
And they're talking about masturbation, yeah. And you're...
No, we're not. We're talking about coming into money. Not masturbation. What? Get your facts straight, sir.
Okay, what? I don't even know what the fuck
of life?
Talking about, man. I'm just... Hold on a second. Somebody else go. I haven't
had a chance. Do you have a crush on Judy?
What?
Joe?
What?
Nothing.
Earl.
Yes. I started last week.
What's Jason been doing?
I don't know, Jason, what you've been doing. Hopefully not coming into money, because that'd be really awkward. Because that'd be like a group effort, and that's just not a good day.
It's like epoxy.
Oh, it was more. Wow, what?
Oh, just
and if you both are coming into money.
The smoke
though
just hit me. I'm just like, oh my god.
That took a second.
It's like,
that shit just ran you over too.
Yeah, it did.
Like, I hate you. Wow. Hilarious. So, Jason, Justin, what have you been doing?
So, with that...
I'll let Jason go. I'll go ahead.
Of course, played more Call of Duty, but that was because...
Oh, Mr. New Generation.
Yeah, New Generation.
Whatever.
Mostly because Rusty got his Xbox in and got the game in on Friday.
Why didn't we start with him? That's some big news. Why didn't you talk?
God damn you, Rusty. Yeah.
Damn it, man.
No.
That's some great news. And you're over here like...
Oh, no, I was looking at Kickstarter.
I didn't do anything. I was thinking about jacking off. And then I was thinking about money.
Ooh, you should become like a Chippendale dancer. Then you could have that flow of money.
Or you would be a bad boy dancer.
That's true. Then you could have like a constant stream of money so you could always be coming into it.
Or...
yuck. I'm just saying, you'd never be short on what you need.
Oh my god.
You're like, hold on guys, I have to go dance.
Or
wear
the barf suit.
You could be the king of the furries. Oh my god. Think about it. The king of the furries. You just like walk in a room and all the furries stop. Aw, don't leave. Aw. Rusty, come back.
That was way better than Bad Boy Dream Run.
Because they just, like, bow down to you. And you'd be like, oh, hail the king.
I'm laughing so hard I can hardly write that down.
Ooh, you got your box of milk bones, and then just that one girl furry, the one that like makes your tail wag. You'd be like, here you go, bam, and just throw him the dog bone. Bam.
Oh my god,
that's a new job for you, Rusty.
Rusty's officially laughing so hard he had to crawl out of the room.
That's what you get for not talking about getting the console, you ass. All right, Jason. I believe you know Jesus. What to do.
God, where did we get all this slapstick? I don't know. It was like slap happy today.
Oh, man.
This is what happens when I don't have a stressful day at work.
Yes.
Think about your options, my friend.
Think about your options.
Ooh.
Please,
think about your options.
Please, never ever say King of the Furries ever again.
Hobie, listen.
Oh God.
Some people during the podcast like to play Dota 2. Okay? Some people during the podcast to look up pictures and find out what year the Barracuda was. Some people, however, like to go on Facebook and save a picture of Barf and have a meme generator, and it's going to produce a picture that says, "All hail the King of the Furries."
Oh, Jesus.
And post it to Facebook. I'm just saying. And that has already started. I want to make sure I post that in the Tiltcast. And if you delete it, I will post it again. Or I'll just tag the Tiltcast in mine. I'm just saying. Either way, man. Stay tuned, children.
Stay tuned.
You look wrong.
I believe you know what you've done wrong.
Apparently someone got some badass stuff and didn't want to talk about it first. So that's okay. I'm just saying.
It's too busy being King of Furries.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So you have brought this on yourself, my friend. Oh God, that was amazing. Okay,
don't start this
back to it.
Let's throw this douche canoe back and let's.
Yeah.
Got another rowing team right here. Got another rowing team.
That is the douchiest face I've ever seen in a row. Jeez.
Oh, that's what I do. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's so precious. Oh, I can save it.
Well, why don't I?
Darn. So Rusty.
Oh no!
Da da.
That's the one.
Hail to the king. Both.
Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Oh, that is. You know, you just tag it that. Hail to the king.
Right.
Hail to. It's going. Right. And then on the bottom of the furries.
Boom. So Rusty got his Xbox on Tuesday or Wednesday last week.
That's amazing.
Gets Modern Warfare in on Friday. Or Advanced Warfare in on Friday. Man, along with Turtle Beaches.
Earl Kennedy.
And, so...
Oh, you unfriended me!
Oh, and,
that's sad. Did you really unfriend me?
No, man,
you better not have, you douche.
I'm ready to tear shit up. I've been watching you play this game for a month.
Yeah.
So, played a whole lot of that this weekend. Played a little bit of the free gold download this month. Worms Battlegrounds.
Oh, yeah, you guys need to get with me and play some of that.
I downloaded it, but I haven't actually played it.
It's got a new story mode that's kind of...
I think Worms is less about the story mode and more about getting on there with your friends. But you got to go through the story mode to unlock everything.
Yep.
And I just haven't had the time to.
Yeah. There is a new multiplayer mode called Forts, where it literally generates separate areas for each player. Up to four areas, so four players.
Mm. Would it be?
And basically, you're doing long distance attacks against the other person's area.
What, Earl?
Would it be IES or YS?
What?
IES.
Okay. So how was that new game mode on those?
it's interesting. Haven't played a whole lot of it. Just played a little bit to see what's like. I enjoy the graphics, and they did something interesting with this one with the worms of different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, like the fat worms and the skinny worms.
Yeah. You got one fat, big, bloated worm that can't hardly move.
God, this is so fucking phallic.
It is. Standard worm. There was one worm that jumps higher.
Is there any that have a pink hat?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I know there, like a little bit of penis for the bazooka?
Yeah. There is one that jumps higher.
There's always that one that jumps higher.
But it's not horrible. We just gotta all get on and play it. So
thanks for rubbing that in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome, Earl.
Okay. Oh yeah, you're the only one that doesn't have a console.
Yeah, huh? I have a console. I just have a new console.
Oh yeah,
so I'm poor. That. I'm poor and can't afford anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get you a Kickstarter. Raise Earl on enough money to buy a console.
I'm telling you, I need to do something.
Touch Shadows of Mordor just a little bit.
You should have touched it more a little bit.
Fucker. No, I won't let him.
Oh, you've been playing it.
Because technically it's his Christmas present, so he's like,
what do you...
Okay, alright. So I get an Xbox One. I get Halo Master Chief Collection, which took 24 hours to download. Pissed me off.
I only took about 25 minutes.
Well, no.
This is a digital copy that came with the bundle console.
Yeah. Oh, it is more than the patch.
Yeah, yeah. So, I have Advanced Warfare now, and I have Shadows of Mordor. I bought Advanced Warfare for myself when I got the Turtle Beaches for myself and his Christmas gift. So, I put in Shadows of Mordor, got through the first quest, and I saw Gollum, and that's pretty much it. That's all I've gotten.
What?
Yes, that's all I've gotten, so far into this game. Not a lot. Okay? This fucker's like, well, you've got, like, Dragon Age Inquisition. I can go ahead and play this game.
Of course I can.
Okay.
Who's got Dragon Age Inquisition right now?
So this brings up a question. I mean, if you own a game and your buddy wants to play that game, but you haven't had the time or the opportunity to actually beat that game, do you want your copy of the game to be beaten by somebody else before you?
No.
It's a weird question, but me and Trent have crossed that bridge many times when we were living in the same place.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't remember specifically. It might have been Dead Island or something like that, but I remember letting him borrow when I had too many games. So, like, you take one off my hands, I'll play something else, and then we'll swap after we're done. So
he doesn't have anything to give here. He just wants to use that game. He
just wants to take.
We already got you the console and those two games.
I mean, well, I understand that, but that's...
And you have plenty of game on your table. I haven't been able to afford it until now, so...
You know, he likes to play games he doesn't have to buy. That sure sounds like somebody with a Steam family sharing plan.
I haven't used that in forever.
Sounds like a road we've traveled down before.
The difference is that...
All I'm hearing is excuses.
I don't know. If he wants to play that game, all I have to do is log into that game, and it kicks me off after 5 minutes.
So you know, that's how all you got to do is just go over there and be like, "Hey," and then you give him the boot, and you hit the eject button, and you snag it, and you put it in your Xbox.
What happened when I came home?
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
Okay.
So he loads up fucking Shadows of Mordor, and I'm like, "Where have you gotten?" And he's like, "Just after the slaver," and I'm like, "Good, inject it."
Oh,
that's all I got too.
Speaking of Derek,
granted, the only reason I didn't play anymore was because my wife monopolized most of my day, so I didn't.
Oh, today?
Yeah,
I didn't know because I was at work.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. I was
like that. You sound like that. The wife that comes on was like, "Oh,
Oh, playing video games again without looking for a job. Somebody was working.
I was trying to play it while Rusty was at work, because he's still got work on Mondays. And my wife shot all of that in the foot.
Should I hide the disc is what I'm trying to say.
As long as he's playing it while you're not there.
Okay, all right. Then maybe that'll be okay. Ish. I don't
like,
think so.
You can
though.
Give him the baby on Mondays.
I don't think so. Because then he would have actually completed that game before I did. And I don't know.
A game says a lot to complete in that game.
Alright, fine.
So we went out on our birthday for our birthday.
Yeah, speaking of which, happy birthday, Earl.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So we went out to Cheddar's before we went and watched our movie, and this little girl, I guess, had the thing from the school. With the baby, and she had her mom carried in the restaurant, and when she put it down, you know, the little fake baby thing, she like threw her purse on top of it.
Oh, is it like the thing where they teach you how to care for a child?
Yeah.
And she threw her purse on top.
She threw her purse on top. Wife goes, she just killed that baby.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Better not get knocked up.
Son of a bitch.
It's there.
Oh, it's there, my friends.
And
finding it. Finding it.
What are you doing
there, bro? Options. Why are you waiting? No, don't do that.
Like this.
Why are you doing that? Why would you do that? You can't do that. Come on.
Yeah, that's what that's definitely not cool.
Don't do that.
I am not. Mm.
Hey, what if you meet a really nice furry girl that's really hot?
And ugly.
Oh, you're a douchey.
That was kind of epic.
Ah, and it was deleted. Boom. Was gone.
It? Was it?
Yes. He's over there remaking the post, you bitch.
Oh, it must know you don't like me.
Yes, this content is currently unavailable.
Oh, you suck.
Alright, see, I am not the king of the fucking furries. Well, I am.
Apparently you are.
Done.
So, otherwise,
what are you doing?
That's pretty much what.
What am I doing?
Removing my privileges. So he's over there. I'm gonna make it so you can't delete that post. Fuck you,
man. It sucks to be you. More.
God damn it, Rusty! Why did I fucking open my mouth?
Well, yeah, man. I'm just saying. I don't know why you would.
Page rolls.
Oh jeez, here we go. Alright, I've been voted off the fucking island. See you guys.
I didn't actually take you off.
So that's pretty much what we did. Like all week.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Dragon Age. Dragon Age Inquisition.
Before you Dequisition.
Okay.
Dragon Age Corner with Earl.
Dragon Age Corner with Earl.
Hi guys. So, I have a lot to report. Hold on.
Hold on what?
All right, so.
I just stopped the show. All
right, no, they didn't. So, here we go. So I've been playing it. So where we locked off last time, I was in the Kikari Wilds. Yeah. Here you go, Rusty. It's for you.
Did you repost it?
I did. I said, this is for you. So here it is again, and then I just posted it to him. Anyway, so I went and I did the quest. I went and I sided with the Great Oak.
Yeah.
On the first one, because I want to go get the elves help. So I go down there and it's to fight the werewolves. So I go and I side with the Oak and I go kill the Mad Hermit. Good times.
So you're with the Dalish right now, right?
Yes, at the Dalish camp. So I go there and then I go down and I find the werewolf and. We take the Heart of the Wild, the chick, who tells you the dude is the one that sent you, is the one that made the werewolf thing. So I go and find him. I side with the werewolves, and I whoop his ass. And then he's like, oh, I guess I let hatred into my heart too long. I'll cure her, and then they both die. So, you know, hey, the werewolves, they become human again. I send them off, shoo, leave. You don't need to be in here no more. Go be one with your friends. So, I got the Dalish. And then I decide I'm going to go exploring because I like doing random encounters. So, I go from the camp, which is in the bottom right, and I go all the way to the top because there's a little caravan highlighted in orange.
Right.
So I go and I get a side quest. I get a random encounter. And it's a girl going, help, my caravan's been attacked. So I go there and they decide they're going to jump me. So, you know, I dispatch Justice. Whoop their ass. One guy's like, no, don't kill me. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to die. So he goes to run and I kill him. So then I go up there and I meet the guy's like, hey, I got this controller rod for this golem. And I'm like, oh, I'll take that shit. That sounds great. And then it's like downloadable content. So I cannot get Shale.
That's amazing.
I love you, Rusty.
Did you untag yourself?
He's just really pissed.
It's fucking epic is what it is.
You're such a cunt.
I know, but I'm your cunt. anywho, so I can't get Shale because it's downloadable. So when I do get the internet, I will download it and I'll go back and get Shale. So then I go, hey, look, there's some docks. So I go to the docks and I find the mage something or other. I forget the name of it. But basically, you answer letters to go get side quests because they're basically the mages want to do stuff without the chantry. So I went and I accepted them and I went to a random encounter and it was some guys with orders. And I'm like, hey, dude, I got to stop you right here. And they're like, you don't even know us. I'm like, but that piece of paper is pretty important to me. So I dispatched Justice on them.
I like dispatching Justice.
You know, that guy likes to dispatch Justice.
Is it the King of the Furries?
Exactly, King of the Furries.
I'm just not looking at Facebook anymore.
Anywho, so then I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to, because at that, where you go and the mage whatever, there's the dude on the dock. Because you take the ferry to go to the mage server, the tower again. And he's all, and the one guy's like, oh, they stole my boat. And they left that douche Templar over there on the dock. I'm like, well, I'm going to go over here. So I go up there and I start the Broken Circle quest. So I'm destroying stuff. I go through the tower. Mm-hmm. And I have the rogue with me. So all those locked chests that I had before mm-hmm. that were there. Mm-hmm. So I got Wynn. She joined my group and I sent Morgan back to the camp. I'm like, look, I need you to go ahead. Slit a little bit more in that outfit. You know how Daddy likes it. Go back, cook me a sandwich. I'll be home in a little bit. So I get Wynn in my party, and she's the healer, which I like. I go through it, and the compendium is working great. I just look at the encounters and do that. I don't worry about what rooms are where. I just go and explore everything. So then I'm bebopping along like I was before, and I encounter Sloth. And he sends my ass back to the Fade. So I used that, and I did all that, and I was doing really good, and then it was like, oh, you got to fight Sloth. It's one of this like the second hardest fight in the game. And then after that, you got to go to the Harring Chamber, and there's even more to play. So I was like, man, it's 1 o'clock on a Sunday. I got to go to church. So I saved it. And then this afternoon I got home. The wife and kids weren't home yet, so I turned it on. And I went and fought Sloth. Whooped his ass in my golem form because that's what the compendium told me to do. And then I went to the Harring Chamber and Cullen is in it. And he's all like, you have to kill all the mages. I'm like, whoa, back up. I need to go explore the blood mages because I got the little dillamajigger that's going to keep the blood mages from taking over my mind.
That's where he's from. Yeah, that just clicked for me too.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, oh, and then I find the guy hiding in the dresser, and it looked like that douche that was the blood mage, and I wanted to kill him, but it wasn't the same name. And he's like, I'm just going to hide in the armoire. And I'm like, go back in the closet. Just go hide like a little girl. I don't care about you. You're not prevalent right now. So, but I didn't go up to the Harring Chamber yet. I'm getting ready for that fight. And I found out how to expand my slots, his backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I went to the Mage Tower, because I got mad, because I didn't read it online, and Ostrogar had three of them, and I can't go back to Ostrogar, so I'm mad about that. But the Circle of the Magi, or whatever it's called, for the Broken Circle quest, that guy had a backpack. So I had to go. I was like, you know what? I'm going here to get me a backpack. So now I can hold 90 items.
I forgot about that's what I was forgetting is I didn't remember how to get
yeah that's fine slots. But that's what I did. So I've been traveling around picking up backpacks. I can't the Dalish camp dude will sell me a backpack, but I've got to complete 3 main storyline quests. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I read up on it. I know when I fight the in the Haring chamber, either she's listening for the cue or it'll flash white, and that's when I use it. I
think that Sloth is the second hardest fight. Is that what the guide said?
That's what the guide said, yeah.
I want to say that either of the 2 dragon fights are...
No. The last dragon
The dragon fight fights maybe? Are...
Well, I have it on normal. Hard. I have it on normal, and... Because I don't play it on hard. I have it on normal, but I took friendly fire off, so it makes it a lot easier.
Well,
so I can throw fireballs. My guys don't die. They just get knocked back or whatever. But it took me about, I'll say about 3 minutes, and I had to switch over to 2 of the characters to give themselves a healing potion so they didn't die, because the chick was running out of mana, the wind girl was.
I think a few fights that I spent a lot longer than 3 minutes on.
Right. The wind girl was. But it was funny, though, because if you control when he's in Gollum, I'm like, man, I just have to wait to hit. So I would just switch off of him and go to, like, one of the other characters. Like, I clicked on Alistair, and then I clicked back, and I didn't touch any controls, and the Gollum was punching it. And then whenever his big punch came available, I hit that, and then I would stun the ground, and then I would throw a rock. And then I'd switch over to, Wynn, then I switched back to him, and he's just punching away. So I let the computer do a lot of that because I didn't know how to do the attack because I kept hitting, what is that, X, and it would kick me out of the form. So, but no, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I'm waiting to see what the Howling Chamber is like.
You've probably done like 20 some
miles. I checked it before I came because I know someone's going to ask that. 16 hours and 34 minutes.
That's the most worlds gamed in a week.
I know, that's right. So it's fun. I'm really enjoying the game. I really am.
Only 60 more hours to go.
I know.
It's a long ass game.
I'm excited about it. I do want to try to get, I hope we get our internet turned back on before I beat the game so I can download and get Shale into my party. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
I really dug Shale's character.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I'm loving it. I'm having a good time. I got a bunch of gifts, and on the bandits, the one that attacked me, the bandits that attacked me, I gained that Z guy, Zevran or whatever his name is. Yeah, I gained his character. So I've been picking up almost all the characters except for Shell. I got like, I've got like the dwarf left.
Fuck, shared this.
Oh God.
What? Who
oh, this is Little Ronnie. So when we played D&D, that was my best friend's nephew. It's out there, buddy.
fucking internet is gonna see this.
Anyways, he used to play a paladin, and my friend Shane made this great big campaign. Thank you, internet. Anyways,
slow clap.
I love it. But anyways, no, I'm really enjoying it. I do want to try to get that Shale. I want to try to get that downloadable content. But if not, I'm having fun playing with the way it is. I'm loving it. I fought a dragon and a bunch of dragonlings, and I just yeah. So I've loved the fireball. And then whenever I was
nobody can see you right now, but they can on the internet.
When I was in the fade, the spirit form. I like the crushing prison.
Good spell.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to go to that spec line. I love you, Rusty. I'm going to go to the spec line, and I'm going to get that so I can have it. Because right now, my main spells that I use is Fireball. Other than Magic Missile and the Freezing one. I use Fireball. I use Horror. And I use Mind Blast. So those are like the rotation that I'm using. So, I have flame. The flaming hands is what I call it. I don't know what it's called, but I don't like it because it goes a little bit and doesn't do much damage. So, but yeah, I'm having fun with the game. I really, really, really love it. I really enjoyed it. I am mad at myself for not playing it when it first came out. Because if I had, I I'd had a lot more time because I was a single man and I didn't have kids at that, lived at the house and stuff. So I would have had a lot more time to play it more and stuff like that. But yeah, I played for like 4 hours the other day and didn't even realize it was 4 hours. I started at 9 and it was 1 o'clock. And I walked, already gone to bed. I'm like, oh, I got to get to bed. It's 1 o'clock. So
the kids are like, I don't want to play hide and seek anymore.
I know, right? He's like, I forgot. Hey, yeah. Rusty, I'm sorry that went viral.
Son of a bitch.
But you're welcome.
I hate the internet sometimes.
Maybe your boss will share it.
Oh, fuck. I will.
You will thank me next. You thank me next time.
I'll blame him because it was his fucking handy. Oh.
So what is the moral of this story?
I have no idea.
I think you do, Rusty. When you have big news, you don't skip out and act timid.
I was trying to get caffeine in me. Apparently, I don't need caffeine. I just need you to fucking ridicule me.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it has to happen.
Oh, you know what you can do? You can go online and say I'm cyberbullying you.
Man, I don't know who this dick is, but he called me a furry. Not just any furry. The king of the furries.
And then the female cop that sees you like, ooh, I kind of like your style.
Never know, there's probably a pink tyrannosaur out there that thinks it's pretty
hot. Oh, pink tyrannosaur.
I only go for foxes.
What does the fox say? But anyways, no, but I'm loving it. I'm really liking it. I know there's the, you have to do I got the Jarl of Redcliff.
Uh-huh.
And Jarl. The one that gave you the Sacred Ashes. Oh yeah,
it's not the Jarl, it's the Arl.
The Arl, whatever. I know. Whenever I do one of them, I'm going to get the chance.
This is Skyrim mixed up.
I'm going to get the chance to get old bitch face that turned his back on the Grave Wardens, and I don't want to make Alistair leave my party, so I'm pretty much going to deny and kill him. So, looking forward to that fight.
Oh, you mean the douchebag? What's his name?
I don't know. Right from the beginning of the game. Yeah, the one that when you lit the bonfire and he turned his back and you got attacked. Yeah, because you get a chance to bring him into your party, and I'm not going to do that because I don't want to lose Alistair. So.
He's been breathing forward into the.
Well, no, I just looked at. Stop that. I looked at the thing that said critical. You know how it has the characters and it says if you do this, you could lose them? I read all that on all of them. Yeah, and I every time I get gifts, I look to see what it's for, and then I just go to him and say, give to you. Like, I made Morgan so mad at me. She was getting ready to leave me, and I realized I had, like, 4 gifts. I'm like, hey, baby, hold on before you leave. Do. And she was like, oh. And then she was at the part where she was going to hit on me, but I didn't go to that part in camp. But, yeah, when she gets mad at me, I was like, hey, here's a silver brooch. She's like, oh, I love it. Thank you. So what I do. I piss the women off, and then I give them trinkets, and they love me again. That's how I roll.
It doesn't quite work like that in real life most of the time.
No, it
doesn't. That's why I'm playing a video game.
So on the new one, they took that system out.
Yes.
You just got a sweet talk.
They yes. talked what?
No, you
took what out?
They took the gifts out.
Oh, that's bogus. Now I really got it.
No, I'm fine with it because you had to look the damn gifts up.
Well, yeah, a lot of times. Otherwise,
there was no way for you to know.
You could kind of get an idea from like knowing the characters. I kind of understood that
a couple of them, but the silver brooch, how would you know?
You give that to any one of the chicks.
Well, you could, but like in the compendium for the first
one? It says that this person likes it more than the other people.
But I mean, jewelry, basically, is what it's trying to tell you.
Right, I mean, you don't go up to...
Unless they made my wife into a character on the game, if you gave her jewelry...
You don't go up to Sten and give him a fucking silver brooch and he's like, whatever.
But you can go to Sephiroth and he'd be all right with it.
Of course he would be.
Oh, by the way, look, my friend Ronnie. What did he do? Oh, he shared a picture. Look at that. Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
what?
Oh, never mind. That's not. I thought that said something else.
I don't even want to know.
My bad. I thought it said Holly Badger like that photo. It wasn't.
Oh, are you sure?
She might have. Let's look.
Because I might have told her about it.
Nope, just you and little Ronnie like it so far. Why aren't you liking it, Jason?
He
doesn't want to make you mad. That's a good friend.
Yeah, he is a good friend. Huh.
They live together.
That's true. In a non-weird way. Jason's like, I'm married, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
It's been a while since I played Origins, and when you said Cullen, I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. See, I try to play the most diplomatic route I can do, but then sometimes I like throwing in the thing, like when the dude when he was trapped in there, I'm like, I'm telling him to go up top, and he's talking noise. I'm like, you don't have to worry. I will dispatch justice. He's like, oh, you're kind of confident in your powers. And I yelled at TV. I'm like, I'm just that good, thank you. But yeah.
Man. After playing as much as I have of Inquisition, mm-hmm. I have to sit there and wonder how different Inquisition would be with certain things
happening.
Oh, I bet. Oh, yeah. Like, okay, without giving away too much of the Inquisition story, because I am still trying to not spoil that for people who haven't completely played that game. The Grey Warden quest would be totally different if certain somebody did not make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how that would work out.
If that certain somebody made it.
Yeah. Well, what the hell?
Good work, team.
Good work.
I'm making the semis on Supercard. Good Great. Work. Good work.
Yeah, there's lots of different situations in there with like people that could be dead that, you know, I might have saved or may not.
They kind of come back?
Yeah.
Hey, so you got to Redcliffe yet, Earl?
No, I'm going to do Redcliffe after I get done with the Broken Circle.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even have done the Broken Circle.
There's some references to that in the new game.
But I wouldn't even have done the Broken Circle
first. And characters
that
I talked to that were part of that scenario.
What really makes me wonder, though? I can't even...
We'll have to talk about it on the show.
I can't even say it.
You know, here's something crazy. So, like, I'm going to bring it full circle. I don't want to talk all about Dragon Age, but I want to talk about some. And one of the things that I did is I played with the mage, but was doing the game like I was playing Skyrim, which I think is the wrong way to play that game. You can't clear out every single map. And I got 50 hours in and decided to re-roll.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that, yeah.
And I re-rolled. I didn't delete the save, but I went back and created a rogue. Nosferatu.
Mm-hmm.
The rogue.
Roger.
And I went through and played through the main quest to the point where it said, all right, we're good to go. Let's go on to the next main quest. And started jumping through it kind of like that. But the game is letting me go to these different areas, and then I keep coming back to the hinterlands. So I keep going to these different areas, and I basically have to clear them now to stay at the level cap that I need to be. And then I keep getting side quests for my main party. They keep sending me back to the hinterlands. So it's a way the game was paced, I found out. And I feel like it's a more natural progression now, because then I went to the raining area and the dead area. And like I went to all these different areas
so
as part of natural progression. And that's clearing those areas has given me enough level to go back to the story parts. And I'm hitting the story parts at about mid-level requirement. So it'd be like, you know, levels 8 through 11. I'm hitting it at like level 9 or 10.
Why did they put so much crap in the hinterlands then?
The fuck if I know. It was a design flaw, I think.
Right, so
like, this is really my only... This is my only...
You didn't deframe me, did you?
No, I didn't.
It's been my only bitch about the game was how that game was paced at the beginning. And I felt like it threw off the pacing for the whole game later.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I started off and I actually started some side quests while I was in the very beginning base. I'm going to say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I started some of the side quests. I started barracks right then and there.
Right.
And I started the other guy with the sword and shield
mm-hmm.
side quest then and there.
I'm going to tell you something. I am a big side quest fan. And that's why I love Skyrim so much.
But here's the thing, like the pacing in this with the main quest,
mm-hmm.
it feels like the story beats are hitting better. And the one thing I was noticing, and I was chatting with this other girl, she's like, why do you like video games so much? And I was like, here's one of the reasons I like video games so much. And I was talking about Dragon Age. And I was saying, yeah, so like this is one of those games, like you hit this one point where it's like a big epic moment where you kind of realize the gravity of your character. And there's like a cinematic thing that happens that's actually fairly moving. Like moving in a cinematic way is like, I feel like a badass. Like not even just a badass, but like I feel like the role of this character is really fucking important right now.
Right.
And they set the whole gravity of the situation when they're kind of determining what the role of your character is in the story. And I'm saying, I'm being intentionally vague for you, Earl, because I know you haven't played it. And a lot of other people haven't. And it hit me and I was like, okay, this is the pacing I wanted for the game.
And so I go from there, and then I go do some of the other quests. I didn't focus on the shards right away. I'm kind of doing those as I go right now. And then going back when I have so many shards. I didn't do all the shards in Hinterlands yet, because I just didn't feel like wasting all of Sunday. But, yeah, so I'm doing it like this, and the pacing feels a lot better, so I'm going to these different areas level appropriate, and actually gaining something from it instead of just blitzkrieging my way through because I powered through the Hinterlands like I did with the first character. First character, I don't even know where the fuck I'm supposed to be. Like, I'm so over-leveled for every one of these areas right now. Like, I'm like two levels too high for everything. And it was getting frustrating. I was like, I just need to crank this up to, like, Nightmare or something because it just doesn't feel hard enough.
But now
and that part was right. irritating me. So I was like, I'm going to start again because I don't want this to piss me off the entire way I'm playing through the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing on normal. I'm going to play through hard. I feel like I'm going to play this as much as I did Origins. So after I finish the game, I'm going to start with, I'm going to rearrange my tapestry maybe.
I am going.
Is there a way to save different tapestries?
Yes. You can, what you can do, and I've already actually thought about this, because I said that I was going to replay this game as a rogue character.
The rogue is fucking badass.
Like the dual daggers rogue. I wanted to play that game this way, but I also took, throughout the story that I've seen, I kind of like made mental notes of like certain characters or certain things that happen in a certain place.
That you want to change and get the outcomes.
And I want to do the absolute worst possible tapestry that I could make. And kill off certain people, make certain places completely unlivable, and see how it changes the story.
So I have a question. So I have come across one on Origins when I've looked at weapons. There's certain ones that'll have it, and then it's got two squares. Well, on mine, the squares are supposed to show something they don't show. Is that like a downloadable thing I need to do?
No, I just think you're just not far enough into it. Doesn't it have, you can enchant your weapons or something? Mm-hmm.
Well, because the reason why
it's a runes and enchantment, I think.
Well, because I have runes I can get, but so if it's an empty square that's saying you can do like two enchant. Because here's the thing, I picked up a dagger in the Mage's Tower that I found, because the Liliana, whatever her name is, she got the Crow's Dagger, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because it had a cool thing. But I just got a new dagger, and it has it, and it tells you the enchantments it has on it. And then it has two squares that look kind of like that. Go back up. That look like those things right there. And it doesn't have a picture, it just has it. And I don't know what it is. And then it has a description down below. I don't know what the boxes are. She's using it because it's got like so much to a backstab and crit, and then it has two squares, and then it talks about a description of the weapon, and I don't know what that is. I didn't know if it was something to download.
The amount of squares that you see is the amount of runes you can have in each item.
Okay, because I have like one. Okay, yeah, I was wondering why I have some runes. Okay, so on her daggers, then I need to just go see the dude in the caravan that I saved in Loitering and just throw two runes in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, I've been selling, because I mean, I got a bunch of diamonds and emeralds and stuff. I'm like, this is taking way too much stuff, so I just sold it. I'm like, I'm not doing nothing with that right now.
So, but, like, pacing-wise, though, I kind of feel like that's the way to go. And, like, I got the rogue abilities, so I'm playing a rogue more actively right now, which means different party structure. Because before, I was only having one mage or no mage in my party so that I could use, like, Iron Bowl and a couple of other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, it makes sense for me to have Iron Bull if I'm a rogue, so I have another melee hard hitter. And then I'll throw another rogue in there, so I'll throw a ranged rogue, and then a mage, and then my tank. And, like, that's the party I usually roll with. So, the mage, all my mages have at least shield.
Is there a dog in this one?
Not so far. I wish I had a dog.
God, dogs are amazing.
But, like, that party makeup, though, like, seems to work in some ways a little bit better for me. And then there's that, like, it's called Hook and Tackle or something like that. It's the one where the rogue throws out the chain, snags whatever it's throwing it at, and then pulls himself towards it. So you launch yourself.
I've seen that because I haven't been before in the first one. I'm like, why am I getting pulled into this rug?
No, you're not. The rogue pulls himself to you. So, like, my character pulls himself into whatever.
I got one where they pulled me into it, and I'm like, what is this?
The warriors get that.
Yeah, the warriors get the one that you pull through.
Fighting someone in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's very Scorpion-esque. It's pretty badass. But, yeah, so I've been using Iron Bull, and then I got the specializations unlocked, and now I finally read, like, I'm starting to read quests now. Like, I'm not pulling the World of Warcraft thing. I started reading more of the lore and now figured out how the specializations worked if I just read the damn quest dialogue.
Right.
And not put that off for so long. Because I had a mage at level 22 with no specialization.
Should I be reading?
Yeah. I mean, you
should
get,
I be reading in mine?
Yeah.
You can get specialization at, like, level 13.
I know. And so I'm going to have to respec him if I want to play him. But Nostalf, I've kind of retired for a bit because I want to play the other character. Like, I've unlocked other things. Like, because I was paying more attention and playing a little bit more detailed because I didn't feel like I was just completely overpowered for every area. So I've been spending a little bit more time. I didn't know that there was, like, this one bandit camp where I could just challenge the leader instead of wiped out the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got a set of allies. So, like, that was a better choice than to wipe out the camp.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just started reading quests and, like, paying more attention. And now, 20 hours into this new game with Nosferatu, the dagger rogue, like, I am just reaping more. And I'm playing an elf, too, which makes for even different.
Right.
Makes different dialogue choices. Now, he's a douchey-looking elf. I'm finding a way to make him look not douchey, but I was like, all right,
that's
he's
hilarious.
An elf. He kind of looks like Marilyn Manson, I'm not going to lie. And I didn't intend for that. It just kind of happened. And then my buddy was over here the other night. He's like, why are you playing Marilyn Manson? I was like, it's my elf. Shut up. What did not? It just had shaved eyebrows because he had a facial tattoo, and then I decided I didn't want eyebrows. Now he doesn't have eyebrows. It looks like fucking Marilyn Manson, and that was not the
intent.
That's
hilarious. I
looks like him without makeup.
I did the little phylactery thing, and I became an arcane specialization, so my mage has one. I'm like, woo, I finally got something.
But, here's arcane the last thing we're going to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Multiplayer. I played a lot of that.
You played multiplayer on that?
Yes.
Okay, you need to tell me what this is, because I really haven't.
So here's Dragon Age Inquisition multiplayer. It's good in the way that Mass Effect 3 multiplayer was. What it is you get some starting classes. The starting classes are, I think they call them a magister, a legionnaire, or a archer.
That'd be a legionnaire, right?
So the legionnaire is a sword and board character. He's a dwarf. The archer is an elf, and the magister is an elf. I want to say it's a magister. And it's one of those three starting classes. The magister starts off with some basic spells. You can only fill up one skill bar, though, with skills. But you can swap them in and out, depending on what you want to do. But you can only do that between missions. So it does a random-esque dungeon. I say random-esque because there's about five variations of each dungeon, and there's three dungeon types currently.
Okay.
So it randomizes the dungeon to one of, like, five versions of said dungeon. And it's five boards, so or five big rooms, basically. And you go through each thing with these objectives that come up randomly. Escort this guy, save this person, take out this kind of character, find this item, that kind of stuff. Like, basic quest things. And you set your parties up. You really need four. Me and my friend Brian found out we really need four, because we were trying to two-man this, and it was just no bueno. Got different sets of difficulty, and then what it does is it lets you level up as you go. And you get items from chests, etc., that you find. So you find found items you can craft just like you can in the main game. You save those to your character. So you level them up slowly but surely by clearing this. Or you can, like, on recruit level. And I assume it has the same level caps, etc. But the way that you unlock some of the other specialization, because there's like 12 or 15 different types of characters, is you create the armor for it. And you get the drops for that through the loots and deconstructing weapons you find, etc. So you'd have to play a lot to unlock some of the other classes, but there's like 12 or 14 other classes you can unlock while doing the multiplayer. So me and Brian would just open it up to public after we set it up and just let people play. And we're able to clear it all right. Like, there's not a lot of... It's a dungeon grind with four people.
It's PvE?
Yeah, it's PvE.
Okay.
Which is perfect. And it is... I even found playing with randoms I was having fun. Like, I thought it would suck. Did not suck. Like, me and Brian wasted about 8 hours last Sunday doing that. Or was it last Sunday? Or, I don't know. Played Real White one night, and then we played... I think I played about 8 hours total. Just to give it a shot. But I'm kind of addicted. I played the Legionnaire a lot, and then I got good with the Mage playing support. Decided I liked... Like, nothing pauses, though. So if you need to throw the shield on everybody, you got to get really fucking quick with it if you want to hit it, because you're not communicating with them. Hey, stop for my shield. It's bam, bam, and you can drop the shield on them because you know they're about to go in combat and then, you know, shoot shit.
Right.
Chain lightning, that's kind of what I'm doing a lot of.
It's a good spell.
But yeah, I'm just... That multiplayer is addictive and it's fast-paced. There's no pause combat. But obviously everybody's controlling a character, so you almost don't need to.
Right.
So,
I saw the multiplayer, and you can run.
And so instead of the search button, it's run.
Okay.
It's very fast paced.
Sweet.
It takes about 10-15 minutes per round, essentially, to get through the whole thing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I saw a multiplayer on that. I'm like, the fuck? This is an RPG. What the hell is going on here? Multiplayer? What the hell?
And it's completely separate. Doesn't affect your main game at all. It is just something that's in there as an added feature.
This game's big enough.
This game is massive. This is like way, like dollar for dollar, hour for hour, like way more worth it than you would expect.
Yeah. No, this is one of those games that if you need something that you're going to need to chew through for
months,
a month, 2 months, 3 months, you know, this is better than WoW.
Some people won't agree, but
I'm mad.
I think it's a single it's like a single player WoW. Like that's what Dragon Age has always been. It's a party based RPG where you can control all your characters.
I like it and better have a lot
of dialogue.
I like it better than WoW because a lot of times people didn't want to play with me. I can make people play with me in this one. Like, come in my party. I'm not going to be alone today.
He's like, and public. Hi, new friends.
Hi, Alistair. Come travel with me.
But, I mean, it's like, overall, this game is just, I'm struggling to find the time to complete everything else. Because I have some good games. I have Far Cry 4.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good game. I've only played 2 hours of it. I have Shadows of Mordor. That's a good game. I've
played 30 minutes of it.
Well, I've played about 20 hours of it.
Played 30 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Only 30?
Only 30.
Why only 30?
Has anybody in here finished the pre-sequel yet?
I have.
You finished it?
Yeah, I played through the pre-sequel, and this is borderlines the pre-sequel.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I beat it.
Is it worth part of our top 10? Are you just saying that because it's Borderlands, or is it the weakest Borderlands out there so far?
I'm going to say that this one is probably it's right on par with Borderlands 2. I mean,
well, 2 is pretty good.
2 is all right, yeah.
I think it almost is suffered from actually having a little bit too much content, in my opinion.
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think it suffered from
needing somebody to play with you all the time?
Yeah. Well, kind of. That game was specifically built for, you know, for playing in the party of, you know, 2 to 4, basically. So
it doesn't ever scale itself.
You know, to get into, like, I'm playing a new game plus is when I stopped playing. And I got about halfway through the new game plus when I stopped. And it got to a point where if I saw a badass, I died. I mean, just the sight of one. He shot me once and I'm gone. You know, they do so much damage on the new game plus that even the upgraded shields and stuff like that, it's nothing.
Gotcha. So you think I'd be better served when we're coming down to time crunch trying to get through like Dark Souls DLC or?
I wouldn't. If I had a choice between those two, and I'm not a big Dark Souls fan, but if I had a choice between the two,
Dark Souls.
Found
a way to work.
I would go ahead and. I'd go ahead and just do the DLC for the Dark Souls.
Gotcha. Honestly.
Because
that's where we are with time crunch. I mean,
yeah, unfortunately, Borderlands, it's more Borderlands. It's just more of the same with Space Jump and laser weapons. Basically, that's pretty much what it is. I haven't messed around anything with the new playable character, which is the Jack clone.
The what?
The new playable character for it is Jack's double.
Oh, weird.
Because in Borderlands 2, you end up having to kill Jack's double to get the watch.
Right.
You get to play Jack's double in Borderlands the pre-sequel. So, I think that they're doing neat things with the characters. The story was kind of and the combat is very much the same. I mean, there wasn't even a whole lot of really cool new weapons that I found. So I went back to...
Well, I mean, that's why I keep going back to, like, Dragon Age being one of my favorites this year so far. Like, it's going to be hard-pressed to find something I like better. Unless that ends and I'm just like, fuck this game. Like, it's going to take a lot, you know?
When Anders kissed me in Dragon Age 2, that was a shock. So it
would just be funny.
It was a shock.
Just be funny.
It was a shock. He got the knife for it too.
Sometimes you just gotta let a dude kiss you and hug it out.
That's true. You can go ahead and experiment with that all you want.
I've done it. Hey, you know what? I've done it. It's okay.
I have. Damn, that was like that hit me twice.
Slow boat.
All right, I will tell you right now, there is one thing that I learned from Dragon Age Inquisition. I am not great at court etiquette.
Yeah?
In fact, that section of the game has the most amount of saves that I've ever done in an RPG, ever. I would go about 4 steps and save, because I don't know if I'm going to... like step on somebody's sensibilities.
You don't have to. You don't have to do that 100%.
Well, every time you go to talk to somebody, I saved before talking to them because any number of things could happen. For
well,
you get an approval bar basically for that scenario.
And I will say this: like out of all the RPGs this year, this is the one that I felt was the most RPG.
Yeah,
there's a lot of RP in this G.
Yeah.
Indeed.
No, I really enjoyed that. That's the farthest that I've gotten, I think.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's the farthest quest you've gotten?
That's the farthest story quest that I've gotten.
What level are you?
I forget, actually.
Are you at like
16 or... 15 or 16? No, I killed a dragon, so it was 16 after I killed the dragon.
You need to advance that story.
I gotta say, though, and I know that you have at least killed a dragon, right?
Like 4.
Okay.
On the other game.
Those fights are epic.
And long.
Absolutely.
So, like, Earl,
epic.
Yes.
First dragon fight, 20 minutes.
Yes.
Really?
It was...
What? I kept to the edge of dying, and I kept...
In Dragon Age Inquisition?
Yeah.
Because I fought the dragon on the first one, the first dragon, where you get the horde, because you're like in the tomb, you hear the... I'm like, I'm going down this aisleway. I hear something good, and I killed it, and I got like 20-something gold out of its horde. I killed that dragon. That was fun. And then when I was in the Circle of the Magi, is what I call it for the Broken Circle one, you fight that before you go to find Cullen in the force field or wherever it is. You fight the little dragon, all those little dragonlings, and I had to fight.
No, these are not little. These are like epic, Smaug style dragons.
Okay, oh, did you fight the dragon with Iron Bull in your party?
No, but I wasn't using Iron Bull in that game at all.
In the new game. The Just very first dragon that you do, what was the first dragon that you fought? Is it a desert or
desert? Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
Iron Bull needs to be in your party for that.
Okay.
Just saying. He likes fights like that. Yeah.
There's a lot of
There's some really great dialogue that happens after that, and then
dialogue.
Sorry, go ahead. As soon as you get back to your main area, your camp, you go talk to him right after you do that fight.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing I'm doing. Like, I'm talking to my characters in between, like, story beats now.
Yes.
And I wasn't doing that before because I was like, oh, Dragon Age, I'm going to play it. And I was just, like, playing it, and I wasn't... It was like eating too much food, you know what I mean? Like, I was just, like, consuming it too quickly. And that was where my problem was. And now that I've, like, slowed it down and, like, I'm not grinding my way through. Like I said, I'm going where it feels natural to go. And then I'm coming back to the Hinterlands to finish a few more things. Like, I needed horses, so I did do that quest. Because I got sick of running around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's how I've been playing it. And it feels way better now. Anyways.
Go ahead.
No, I'm good. I'm waiting.
No, I'm fine.
So, speaking of the side dialogue, which I find funny, it's always Alistair and that Morgan chick always back and forth, right?
So my wife says, go ahead and play the game. I'm like, oh, hey, cool. And I play the game, and we're in...
I just lost.
Right before... I know. I've lost you. Thanks. Right before I find Wynn, we're searching, and apparently,
Jason,
the rogue
is that friend?
Yeah, no, the female, the archer, Liliana. Rogue girl. Yeah, apparently she's got a woman crush on Morgan.
Yes,
and I didn't realize it, and we're walking, and she was like, "Oh my god. You should cut that a little bit more and show off your cleavage. That is some nice." If I had to, my wife's like, "What the hell are you playing?" I'm like, "Oh, it's just a side banter." I was like, "I've never heard this. I never heard it before either." But yeah, the one time my wife says, "Yeah, go ahead and play," plain as day, just like, brah, loud. I'm like, "Oh, damn, you're sick of me playing this game anymore. What the hell?" But yeah, I actually stopped and listened to it, and I was like, "Damn, this
is cool." That was when I first played Origins. Yeah. That was the very first game that actually had banter between the characters.
Yeah, she's talking about it. She's like, "If I had breasts as nice as you," know, I was like, "What are you playing?" I'm like, "No, it's Dragon Age. I don't know what's going on." And I ran really quick, so I didn't have to listen to it.
That was also one
of the first games that has openly gay characters too, which wasn't in a lot of games.
Yeah,
well, so they kind of crossed a lot of those boundaries and made it not really a taboo thing. And I think it's cool because like if you are gay, like you have those romance options. Not that they're really important, but it is because it gives you the option. You know what I mean? Like it has that on the table. It's not just heterosexual, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's like when you're young and when you have that one friend that's like, "Are you sure?" Like for me when I was young, it's like, "Are you sure?" "No, I'm not gay." It's like, "Well, here's the offer. It's on the table." I'm like, "No, dude, I'm good. I'm straight." He's like, "Well, it's still there." So
that's Zevran, like old age.
Like that's
yeah.
That's every teenage boy has the one gay friend that's just like, just in case you change your mind.
Yeah, in case you change your mind, there it is, right there. Just saying.
Or you have that because that's how you know. It's funny because that's how a guy hits on people too. So it's just like it's just like you're talking to a girl. Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying, I'm into you.
Yeah, that's where you get in that serious relationship.
This offer
is
only going on the table for so long.
It's like you're in that relationship with that girl, and that one that you're friends with, they're like, "You know, I just have to say, I've always liked you." I'm like, "Oh, this is really awkward. You had this?" Because, "Well, I'm not going to bring it up, but there it is right there. I'll always be here." I'm like, "Okay, this is awkward, because you're cute, and I like you, but I didn't know that before I got over here, and this is BS timing right now. I don't like this." But yeah, no. But yeah, that's true, though. It's like, it's right there. Go ahead. Just...
Oh, crap. We're good for a break.
I think we're good for a break.
I think so.
Like, Jason's
Jason has never said
anything. I am, like... Sorry, I've been busy reading supposed Star Wars I'm sorry, my pandemonium is starting. The spoilers are starting to come out along with the teaser trailer and, you know, rumors and shit. So I'm
just
like,
Star Wars.
I'm totally locked in.
You saw the spoof trailer not the George Lucas one, but the late night comedy one.
No, don't think it did.
I'll have to show it to you. It shows, because the trailer, the spoiler trailer had none of the old characters in it.
Yeah.
So this spoof trailer adds those old characters in as, you know, it's fun. I gotta say. There's a lightsaber walker. You gotta say it. Just gotta see it. It's awesome. But we're gonna be right back. We're going for a break.
I think about putting that picture on Google Plus. I got a lot more followers on there.
No.
Well, you took it off the dang website. No one gets to see it.
That's right. Nobody gets to see that.
But you already have.
Who's fucking the wall over there?
You. Your mom.
Jason Shoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, no. I really don't need to be spread around. No, you're gonna do it, aren't you?
Oh, it's still there.
Oh, no, it's not. Never mind.
And, yeah. So. Sorry, guys. You had 30 seconds to see that video, or that photo.
So, here's the thing. We usually do a new question every week. We're not. We're going to keep rolling the question as to what you want us to play for Extra Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm going to pull up my calendar. I'm trying to think of a good day. I'm going to take one day off. I'm going to take a Saturday off. And it's going to have to either be this it needs to be this Saturday after, not this Saturday, but next. Is that doable?
So Saturday after next?
It'd either be that or it'd be the one after New Year's.
No, I just need to know so I know when to come over so I can...
I don't think doing it Christmas weekend would be the day to do it.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I just want to be on commentary, so I need to know.
It's either the 20th or the 3rd. What do you guys think?
20th, probably.
No, I don't know. I think I think there was a Christmas party happening that night, so I wouldn't be able to do it on the 20th.
But so I'd be able to do... To me. I mean, if you guys want to listen to me, you know, use interesting combinations of cuss words, I could also play Advanced Warfare for a bit, too.
Well, that's pretty much definitely what I would be playing when I got home from work.
So, the 20th or the 3rd, guys?
I'd pitch the 3rd, that's just me.
Yeah, I could do the 3rd. I mean, that's before classes start again. That gives us time to think about it. That actually means that I don't have to use my last day off for that.
Yay.
Because I'll have paid time off on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm. How long you been there?
I'm going on 6 years.
Oh, well, you're gonna get 3 weeks.
Damn newbie.
Oh, I've been getting that for a while.
Oh.
But, yeah, and with compensation, I end up getting 3, 4, 5 weeks plus sick time.
That's nice. I only get 3 plus sick.
But you get overtime, and I don't.
Before I got that, I still only got 3 with 1.
But anyway, so, okay, so the 3rd. That gives us enough time to plan.
Yep.
December 3rd is our day to do that.
You're just going
to
delete it off the Tiltcast website again, aren't you? It's on there. It's on the Facebook page.
Did you put it on there?
I did. He's about to delete it. Because he doesn't like it.
Son of a bitch.
He's being a douche.
You know what?
Jump in the canoe with me, my
Fuck
friend.
It.
Yeah! Ugh!
Love it! I wore you down.
So what time do you want to start? Like 3 o'clock?
I don't
o'clock?
Fucking care. I honestly just like... Well, I guess I do care considering...
I do. I say like noon.
You gonna be able to get rested? Noon to noon.
Noon to noon. Does that seem doable? Like, get as much sleep as you can. Just rest up, rest up, rest up, rest up, rest up, and then we'll start.
I don't wake up before noon on a normal day.
What, 1 o'clock?
That means I'd have to wake up at, like, 10, get ready to get my ass over here. I mean, I guess I have to work out logistics, too. I mean,
and we can do that off the show.
Right, but, yeah, I know that... I know I need to get Twitch going on the on Xbox One. I downloaded it, but I don't have any idea how to use it. Man, I didn't know how to record clips on the second thing. I had plenty of
clips. So 1 o'clock extra play.
1 o'clock on the 3rd. That means you'd be going into the 4th, right?
Yeah.
Is the 4th your first day of school?
No, that's a Sunday.
What happens on Sundays?
Nothing. So then
why are you making that face?
Well, I'm going to be sleeping most of Sunday.
Well, that's after the thing is done.
Yeah, I may end up taking that Saturday and that Monday just so I make sure that I'm fully recouped.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
This item can affect your hero, good or bad. Good, 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 good. Activate. All right, so...
So it'll be on Sunday. People will be off so they can contribute monetarily. Okay. And they'll be in all day Saturday and into Sunday. So that ought to be good. What?
Nice. That's funny. Now, what happens if nobody donates?
We have to get at least $100.
Yeah. We have to get at least $100. Otherwise, we've just been playing 24 hours for the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do you know?
I'll set up. Don't worry about the logistics. No. I'll get into that. We'll know live what people are donating.
Yep. It'll be fun.
Man, too bad you're not the king of furries. You get all your little furry friends to watch and donate. You might want to think about that.
I'm trying not to hit you, sir.
So, that in mind, we're going to be doing that for the kids. Yeah. I've got to take time off work to actually do this.
Think of the children. Make sure that you, you're think of the kids in your New Year's resolutions.
Yes, yeah. That'll be after New Year's.
That's a great New Year's resolution to donate $20.
That'd be easy. So,
yeah.
$5. We're not a huge site. Like, I'm not looking to do like $200,000 or anything crazy. I'm trying to get bare minimum and obviously more if I can help it. And I'm not, I don't see a dime of this. None of us see a dime of it. Nope. It's going to go straight towards a charity.
Yep.
So,
and what charity is it?
I'm donating my time and some Kickstarts and probably some 5-Hour Energy.
Why do you have to ask that right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll talk about that later.
Oh. It goes to children's hospitals.
Yeah, so, it does go to children's hospitals.
So it helps the children out that need it. And it is definitely for a good cause.
And what I'll do is, if we're going to do this, then I'm going to make sure that I talk to some of the other casts that are associated with us to help us advertise it. So, the third?
Third, yep.
We're going to do it.
Yep.
So, we will be doing that for you folks, and hopefully you guys will be helping us out.
Yep.
Fairly good to see you, dude.
Extra Life, that's what I keep calling
it. If you want to scope out
Extra Life,
what they do, it's extra-life.org.
Yep. Gotta put the
day. And it benefits Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals.
That's right. The Miracle
Network. Which actually includes one of our local hospitals.
Mm-hmm. So we will set links up and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, does that mean we have to be PC? Because I don't think I can play Call of Duty PC.
I don't know that I want to play Call of Duty for 24 hours.
I'll do it for a couple.
Well, we got to set up a stream, so we'd have to be able to flip through stuff. Right. I think PC is probably going to be the way to go.
All right.
So anyways, that's what we're going to be doing. We will definitely be letting people know.
Sure.
So, speaking of that, did you have any responses to that, Jason?
You'd ask me that while I'm browsing through news and I'm prepared.
Here, I'll get it.
It takes just a second.
We at the Tiltcast are totally prepared for everything.
Everything.
I got it.
Giant. See, okay, yeah.
Already got it.
There's no comments on the.
So Holly says 7 days to die and I'll be there. Matt says World of Warcraft.
Of course he will.
Matt.
Eric says Katamari Damacy. Or that I am toast game, where you are toast trying to navigate the kitchen to get to the toast. It's from Surgeon Simulator, guys. Laugh out loud. Get to the toast, right?
I have to look up gameplay for that.
I already did.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know if it's 24 hours worth of game.
I am toast. I am toast. Okay, good.
No, it's get to the toaster.
Oh.
Get to the toaster!
So search for toast on Steam.
Get to the toaster, huh?
So, I mean, those are some ideas. Katamari, I mean, you can beat that in like 5 hours.
Eh.
Yeah.
I love Katamari. Don't get me wrong. I have Katamari t-shirts. I have that as my ringtone when I wake up.
Yes, you do.
It is fantastic.
And it's a very catchy tune. How to clean a toaster.
It's
definitely not with a butter knife while it's plugged in. Okay, so
is there anything on the other one?
What?
There's two different ones.
Wakes me up every morning. And it has for like.
Ain't there like two Tiltcast sites? Two Tiltcast threads?
There is. But the other one didn't have any.
Are you sure?
He checked it.
Maybe he's
blind. He checked it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's blind.
Did you just post something into it?
Maybe.
Mm.
Oh, look. It says one comment.
Look at that. Right underneath the tail.
Let's see. It says, someone says, WWE Supercard on Bluestacks Player.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and just get a camera out of me playing WWE Supercard.
No, you can do it on Bluestacks. Yeah, buddy. It's a lot easier. It's a lot better.
Supercard. You know, I was saying
I was in the middle of a meeting today, and the supervisor was on his iPad. I was like, what are you doing over there? And he's like,
Nothing.
I said, turn that around. Supercard.
Supercard. Of course it's Supercard. It wasn't me, it was someone else.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a supervisor.
You're handing out Supercard like crack over here.
Oh, yeah.
He's wheeling and dealing.
I really do. It's what I do.
So, anyways.
Oh, on that note, my son watched wrestling, and my daughter is knowing wrestlers' names now, and it's kind of amazing.
So,
jumping
off a little bit. We had some news, right?
We do have some news. So,
somewhat.
Here's your time for sigh, and then feel kind of elated. So, Witcher 3 The Wild Hunt has been delayed until May next year. Sigh. But, in the actual post on the website, pulling it back up again. Because, you know, everything works efficiently when I'm working on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Rusty's gonna hoard the laptop.
Look, I'm doing things over here.
CD Projekt Red said, Dear gamers, ever since we started working on Witcher 3 The Wild Hunt, we knew it would be an ambitious game. We wanted and still aim to give you an incredible and epic adventure in a vast and completely open fantasy universe. The sheer size and complexity of The Witcher, key features of the title, have had a decisive impact on production. Now nearing the end of our work, we see many details that need to be corrected. When we release the most important game in our studio's history, we must be absolutely sure that we did everything we could to limit any bugs to a level that will allow you to enjoy the game thoroughly.
That is a hell of a slap in what's that game's face that just came
Unity.
Out?
Unity.
Yeah, that's a hell of a slap in Unity's face.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I took that immediately as like, okay, Ubisoft, this is how it's done.
Or they're more or less like, we just don't want to give out free games, so we're making
this what it is. So, with this in mind, we took another look at our current workloads and what they mean for the team. Even though everyone is working at full speed, we concluded that we needed another 12 weeks. So, we are shifting the release date of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt to May 19th, 2015.
I'm cool with that, yeah.
They say we owe you an apology. We set the release date too hastily. It's a hard lesson, one to take to heart for the future. We know what we want to do to make The Wild Hunt one of the best RPGs you will ever play, and we continue to work hard to achieve just that.
Okay.
So we apologize and ask for your trust. I'm sorry, I will take I will take 12 weeks of delay to have a game that's not broken.
Here's my thing. They should have
after fucking Unity, man, I'm not playing it right now. I'm waiting. You know, I was telling another friend of mine at work, Greg, you know.
Yeah.
Really big into Assassin's Creed, one of his favorite games of all time. I was like, look, your wife's playing Dragon Age. You need to see what you're missing. Started playing Dragon Age the other day. Came to me. He's like, hey, let's stop playing Dragon Age. This game's good. And I was like, Unity's an Assassin's Creed game, but it's got some issues, and I just want to wait till some of that stuff's fixed before I play it. And
I mean, they're patched, I think it'll be still not fixed.
I think it'll be a fun game once it's patched, but because of so many issues, like, I just can't limp it into those top 10.
Have you tried it since patch 3?
No, I haven't. I've been too sucked into it.
Well, I mean, I got somebody that gave me a little bit of a... I played it a little bit and I didn't like it. Well, that's Holt.
Yeah.
He said that he had played it and he found it absolutely boring.
It can be that
which
way.
I can tell. I mean, right at the beginning of the game, just from the stuff that they released prior to the game releasing, you are basically watching your character grow up.
Yeah.
You know, so. And I know that it's all backstory, but it's a really slow lead into to an Assassin's Creed game.
Well, whereas I mean, you kind of they would, did that with light. Two, remember?
Well, yes.
But it wasn't as slow. It was like, here you are as a child. What is it, like blink your eyes or like touch your hand or something like that? And yeah. You're like, you're a baby?
Right. No, yeah.
Scream. That's what it was.
Yeah, and it was one of the, that ended up being one of their best games. Or the best game, I think, in that franchise.
And that was okay, but, I mean, you're learning the mechanics of the game by stealing an apple as a child.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a little bit of a thing there. And then, of course, you could just fall through the map. But that's beside the point. I know that I am done with Assassin's Creed games. And I won't even touch Unity. Just won't do it.
You guys heard, did we break the story here that we're going to get some kind of, there was the apology game that Ubisoft was giving out?
Yeah, you were talking about
which included the crew.
You said the crew, you wanted
to get that.
So, how'd that go for you?
I'm still looking for how to do it.
Still looking for how to redeem it.
Yeah, I probably just need to look harder. Other things, Banner 2 Saga is coming out. That was announced a couple days ago.
Banner Saga 2, I haven't even gotten to the first hour of Banner Saga
2. Oh, God, you need to play that game. So good. Probably, that's in my top 10.
I need to play this game. So good. Crap.
Yeah, that's one that's... It'd take you less than 20 hours. You're off school, right?
No. Well, yeah, it's...
After next week?
Yeah, this is finals week, so... Wish me luck. Shit.
So we need to hurry up.
It's not a big deal. I have a final for 2 hours from 5 to 7 tomorrow that's only half of my grade.
Isn't it no this pressure. Morning? Or is that 5 at 9?
5 at 9.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so
no pressure.
I have to work anyway, so it's not like you're cutting into any time. Ooh, excuse me. Alright, so...
I got one real big story. I want to wait till the end of the break. Because I feel like it'll generate discussion.
You're pregnant?
Oh, that's cool, man.
Pregnancy might be part of the story.
Okay, and...
PlayStation 4 is getting Final Fantasy X-2 HD remaster.
Yeah, and there's the Game Awards, which I didn't watch because I didn't want it to affect you.
Exactly. I didn't watch that either.
Yeah.
There were Game Awards?
There were, and I'm just not paying attention to any of that stuff until we do our episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like our episode is going to have to be after we finish everything, which is going to be somewhere in January, I think. Mm.
So did your story involve a tombstone?
No, but it involves Dota.
Okay. All right.
Dota's dead?
Oh my God, no, you're going to talk about the guy?
Yeah, oh, the it's guy. Relevant.
Okay.
Can I take a
relevant.
Nap?
Relevant. So, yesterday...
I'm going to take a nap.
Ralph Baer died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was 92 years old. He made the very first console game. Okay. It was the little brown... the brown box, I think is what it was called. Yeah,
brown box.
So, it played what looked like... Kind of like Pong. But it was... He was the pioneer for pretty much every console game from that point forward. Yeah. You have to go really far back to
late 70s.
This was...
69?
Yeah.
Early 70s. Oh.
So,
yeah. His brown box is actually what they based a lot of the Atari designs around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, it's... All the different consoles that we have nowadays can be tied right back to this guy's invention of putting a gaming console together.
So he's the original 7 degrees of separation?
I guess. I mean, he's a good guy. Made a giant industry out of his little invention, and I wouldn't be playing games today if it wasn't for him.
Basically, the console he created was marketed as the Magnavox Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. God, I mean, even though it didn't...
I always enjoy going on Odyssey. Say, wait a minute, that's a minivan.
The Odyssey.
Yeah, see...
And in mythology.
It's sad, but he's old. He's old. He was 92 years old.
I think he made it for his
had a
kids.
Full life, and he got to see... He got to see what his little invention turned into. But
that just shows how far
games have come.
How far years. Games have come, because I mean, games are old enough now that the father of the industry pretty much.
I bet you he made that for his
guys at 92 now.
Thanks, man. I'm just gonna go ahead and, you know, I'm old. Thanks. When I was a kid, I played Kinect 4.
You're not even old.
Do you guys want to hear a controversial story?
Oh, sure.
Is this yours?
This is mine.
Oh, give me some. Let's go.
So what does this jersey say?
Team YP.
What?
Oh wait, I can't see. I have my glasses on.
Come on, old man Earl. What was that? Don't read it.
I'm looking. Team YP. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
So it's a new
team YP. Yeah.
So this is a new Dota team.
Okay.
You know who their sponsor is?
Yellow Pages?
No.
YouPorn?
Yes.
Leave it to Jason to know YouPorn.
Exactly. What?
They're
sponsored by a porn site.
Dota 2, competitive Dota 2 team is sponsored by YouPorn.
Wow. So they're getting a lot of controversy, huh?
They are getting some serious controversy.
Are there
right
any
now.
Girls on the team?
No, it's all dudes.
Oh, of course.
It's a bunch of, it looks like 20-somethings.
Oh, wow.
But they're a Spanish, Madrid-based team that is being sponsored by YouPorn right now.
That is amazing.
Porn industry is branching out, man.
We're going to fuck you up.
Literally.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
What do you think? Like, what does that say about the target audience, though?
I guess
I don't have anything against porn unless it's just like way weird, I guess. Like there's like porn and there's like stuff that's like shit on my face kind of stuff. I'm not into like the shit on my face kind of
that's
stuff.
German. Hey, Cartman's mom is.
Play the steamers.
Like just a normal red blooded American male that's into normal porn, but
and,
I'm not into
and
like
missionary style and everything.
Or, you know, doggy style or like, you know, normal stuff, but I'm not into like, you know, anything like I don't like Cleveland steamrollers. You know, I don't want to see anything like that.
Smear it all over the
face. People know on this show know that I hate shit.
What you don't want to see
any shit in my porn is not kosher.
What
I'm not into like granny lovers or anything crazy like that.
That's not
like,
what your magazine subscription says.
What you don't want to watch a chick lick a horse penis or something?
Oh,
I mean, come
God,
on,
God, seriously?
No, I'm not into that stuff. But what I'm I guess the reason I'm bringing this up, though, is, like, it's a game that's, I guess, is it rated mature?
It's
is it rated
sad,
teen?
Though, because their kids play it. They see that sponsor.
I would say that it's rated mature. I think it has to do with violence, but I don't know. I have to look.
That's sad, though. If there's kids that, like, young kids that play that would see Team U porn and go, oh.
But, like, a lot of the people that I think that play it competitively aren't children.
No.
But I know there's a lot of... There's are some teams that have players on it that are under 18.
Yeah. I can see that can be bad because you're putting that thought in their brain.
I just, you know, I don't really think that, like, porn is really necessarily healthy for kids for setting any kind of expectations for how adult life is, but...
Right.
Because, yeah, the real thing is not anything like that.
Uh-oh.
Well, depends on how you do it, but... I'm just saying, it depends on how
kinky you are.
And to the extreme that some of the pornography stuff is, but what I'm getting at is, like, the reason I bring it up as a contribution to Newspace is not just because it's porn, because it's porn and games kind of put together openly. Not that the game is pornographic,
well,
but they got a porn site that's hugely popular.
I just think it's ironic, considering what happened with...
Is it rated M?
It's not rated. Because ESRB does not rate online multiplayer.
That's true.
That's true.
The multiplayer content is not rated.
Yeah.
That's how they got around loophole.
I just think it's hilarious considering the Playroom debacle from earlier this year.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of irony there.
Where the people were fucking on camera.
Yeah, yep.
What happened?
There's a whole lot of irony there.
You weren't here on that episode. There's an app on PlayStation where you could basically just live stream your camera.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
And there were people that were just like, "I'm having sex with my wife on the camera."
Yeah.
Or my wife and her two friends, or...
Yeah, that stuff got pulled really quick.
Yeah. It got pulled real quick. But the point is, it was still there. And in fact, some of those videos are featured on said sponsor's site.
Nah.
Well, evidently.
Well, when you come down
he
to...
He was no.
Well, when you come down
well,
to
no,
it...
Well, no, it was part of that news piece. When
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You look at it as a company, you know, from a company standpoint. Why can't a company advertise their wares in,
exactly.
in a situation? I mean, they don't necessarily say that all gamers watch porn. A good portion of us do, but not all gamers watch porn. But if they want to advertise... By all means, go right
if
ahead.
It's not in the.
I mean,
if it was
what
a kids'
really
game, it'd be different.
Really awesome is if that team really sucked. Phrasing. I had to throw that one in there. All right, so now the.
I just feel like it's a big deal in general. Like, I'm not all for censorship, etc. But
I don't care. I mean. If you listen to the to an hour of
our show.
Online, well, our show or online Call of Duty, just over chat over the
game
just
chat.
An hour
yeah.
of that, you would see a good cross section of of the attitude of some gamers on console. Now that's not necessarily all gamers in general or. PC gamers or anything like that, but I'm just saying that we may have seen some things. We may say some things that mommy doesn't want to hear.
But I'm just saying that, like, in general, I mean, you got a crowd that's growing up with games, and there's a crowd like us that grew up with classic games. Like, think the whole online experience is a fairly new thing to most of us. Like, I was very much an adult when online gaming was...
Yeah.
Until, like, even when you're talking about, like, Team Fortress Classic, which is the first one that I played a lot of, that and Quake 2.
Oh.
Well,
Quake,
or,
there wasn't a lot of... There was chat,
even,
but it wasn't voice chat.
Or even right. back to...
Or
even
it was
back
LAN
to,
party that I did voice chat.
Or even back to Tribes. Everything was typed,
Yeah.
You saw some fairly crazy things, but, like... Again, just having a porn site sponsor an esports team.
You know what? I don't have a whole lot of problem with it. And the only reason I say that is you porn sponsoring a team would be no different than, say, Playboy or Hustler sponsoring a team.
I like
but
the fact that I come up with Yellow Pages and you come up with you porn.
I just wanted to see who in the group recognized it. And I
so my
it
thing is
this. That the Mary Band
if it was
it first.
I didn't.
One of the two.
I know. So my thing is this. If it was rated for kids, I would think that's very tacky. But if it's not rated, then, I mean, that's...
No, you go, if you go to a Dota match, I mean, it's...
It's not
the,
rated.
The larger
cross
section of your...
There's people... There's things that, fucking explode. There's...
Yeah.
I mean, there's a hero that, basically powers his abilities off of blood.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
And,
so...
And the cross section of your gamers who play Dota are...
Honestly,
I would imagine
late
probably already watched porn.
Yeah, and other ones, yeah. I mean,
back in my day, I had to rewind the tape.
I would say the difficulty curve of Dota 2 is so high that it is like a collegiate level of gamers that play it.
I mean, I talked to a 16-year-old that played Dota 2, and he played it really well.
Well, I mean, you put him with. There's our college friend that's on there right now that plays it. If you look at his total hours, he's over 3,000 now.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
M.
Wow.
So if
this
you look
guy
at,
does not stop.
If that's his favorite game.
Well, I mean...
But he's a college-age dude. I mean, he's in college, and this is the game that he can afford.
Well,
so,
it's free. It's awesome.
So he plays a lot of it.
Oh, man, we could just MOBA 24 hours of MOBA.
I don't know if my...
Get your blood pressure ticket.
My blood pressure is perfectly fine. After playing Advanced Warfare, ain't nothing.
So, with that was my big news. Did anybody have anything to top that?
I can't really top it, but I'd like to actually go ahead and add something in here. We've been kind of off and on watching this project, Star Citizen, for quite a while.
And apparently it jumped 3 million in 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's up to 66 now, right?
66 million.
I glanced at it, forgot about it.
Yeah, is that the one with the ships and all that?
It's made by the creator. Yeah. It's Chris, what's his name?
Ain't that the one where you buy the ships? It was like a lot of money.
Yeah. You have to buy the...
It's made by the guy who made Wing Commander.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's like so high, you don't even know what they're going to make with it. Like, it's like $180 million.
I think it's one of those games that, like, I would feel comfortable spending the full price of a game if that was all I spent. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I spent $60, and then I spent $60, and I... Yeah, we're spending money.
But not that one. That one you got to buy like the plans and the ships. Well,
what I'm looking at from this, those that Star Citizen, because it's still in production, they're still making the stuff. They're using those ships as an exclusive crowdsourcing ability. Yeah. What I see from this game after it officially launches is that those ship options will probably drop in price because it'll
they got a main script.
They won't have the same ships, but they'll still have.
They're so expensive, though.
Pay to.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean,
we'll have to find out more about their financial model.
I'm worried that it's going to be pay to win, based off of the current way that they're generating money. These ships are obviously exclusive. I'm not sure if it's cosmetic or not, but if it's not cosmetic. And these ships.
I kind of wish it was one of those things like you spent all this money and here's your exclusive ship that only you can have as part of this game because you contributed to the game. That would be cool.
Well,
and then here's like $50 that you spent on the game and congratulations, you have a PC game and you can play it with people. Yay, that would be amazing. I don't think that's going to happen though.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be, you know, unfortunately, pay to win. And those people who got in early and doing it during the crowdsourcing campaign and have the funds to be able to drop $1,000, $2,000 on this game to get
that's crazy. I would never. That's crazy.
I played WoW for many years and didn't drop quite that much. You know.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. That's crazy.
All right. I have a confession.
Yeah.
You're really a woman.
All right.
I don't know.
I had played a game and paid over $1,000 for it.
World of Warcraft?
No.
No.
This was a MUD. A multi-user dungeon. This was...
Text-based MUD?
Text-based MUD. Back in the day.
Holy shit.
And I spent over $1,000 on MUD.
That's crazy.
It's insane. I spent real money for text on a screen.
Huh.
That's nice. And I think I look back at it and I know that I'm freaking retarded for doing it. But...
I spent about $1,300 on WoW.
On WoW alone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean...
That was monthly
fees plus expansions, and I played it for...
But that's different,
years.
Though.
I mean, that's...
You're not buying items that are going to help you win the game. You're paying a monthly subscription.
That's the thing. You could play this MUD. It was one of the very first pay-to-win models I've ever seen. Because...
What MUD was this?
The MUD was Medivia.
How long ago was this?
This was 90.
Yeah, nowadays that's like almost $10,000.
It would be equivalent
to like $10,000 nowadays.
Yeah, 98, 99 is when that happened.
Hmm.
No, if it happened in 98, 99, it'd be more like $600 now.
But. The reality of that was is there was a set of different items that you could pick up. There was two necklace slots and you could get two donation necklaces is what they called it. They couldn't charge for the game. And this was part of the thing for Medivia is because it was written with a open source code. They could not charge for playing the game. But you could donate, and for donating, you would get gifts. So they were kind of bending the rules on it. And there's a whole lot of that, and I'm sure that the game is dead now. But the founder for that got a lot of flack because the source code looked a lot like a different MUD that was created before it. But there was a way for you to donate money for the game and have the items sent to other people.
Yeah.
and then people would then pay you gold in the game. Mm. So I was, trading those types of gold transactions. Yeah, and throughout all of that, I spent over $1,000 on this game. I think it was like $1,400 on this game.
How many years?
It was over a course of 2 years, and each of the items that you would pick up, except for the necklace items, which were permanent, they would have to be renewed every year for $25 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's expensive.
It was really expensive if you wanted to go that in depth.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the game, and that was the only game I was playing back then. And I rationalized it because at the time I worked at a factory 70 mm-hmm. hours a week, and when I came home, that was the game I played for a couple hours and then passed out.
Yep.
And that was the game that I would continually think of while I was working in a factory because there was nothing else to think about. Mm-hmm. So that was what I spent my money on, and I think back on that, and I'm like, damn, I could have really invested that into, like, a different game system and other games and shit like that. But
yeah,
that's my crazy story for money and games. I spent $1,000 plus on text.
There you go.
So don't do that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so not afraid, but I'm adverse to the idea of pay-to-win games and microtransactions and things like that, because I have that bug to be able to go and buy those things.
Mm-hmm. Warframe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Warframe. I had to stop playing Warframe because I was buying Platinum. So
I stopped playing it for a while. I want to get back into it, but it's just been a minute.
Yeah, I started buying Platinum, and then I realized what I was doing and stopped.
We could play Warframe for 24 hours.
I mean, I haven't played it since I made the changes. But
I could get some friends into that, too.
Okay.
There's an idea.
Okay.
I can do it on PC, but I can do it on Xbox One.
You can play it on PC. By that time, my mini PC will be up and running.
Hopefully, yeah.
I got all the parts for it.
Okay,
cool.
Oh, for the other PC?
Yeah, I just hope everything kept properly, and I had bare motherboard, processor, RAM, and video card just sitting out.
You don't have a spare motherboard, do you?
No, I don't have a spare motherboard. No, the one so that close. I'm going in, that I'm putting into the mini PC is my spare. So.
Gotcha.
You were so close.
Earl knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about too.
And another news, though. Evidently, and this is a couple weeks old, I'm just pulling it out because we haven't touched it yet.
What?
So World of Warcraft surpassed 10 million subscribers.
Yep.
After the release of Warlords.
Back.
Yeah, well, that happens with every expansion, though. I mean,
It does. I mean, they get people who just quit subscribing because they beat it. And they come back for new expansion, and in a couple months, their subscriber.
I got about 10 friends that have been bugging me about playing, and I'm not playing that right now.
I'm not going back into it.
My old guild still has not stopped bugging me about that game. I just,
you know, even on this post about doing extra life, plus World of Warcraft. There's my friend Travis saying, "Hey, I'm about to have a kid. Better play World of Warcraft before I can't play it again."
Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. After Wrath, I stopped. I didn't come back for Pandaria. I'm not going to come back for Warlords. I've stopped this long. I'm not going to get sucked back into it. Because when I did get sucked into it, it took everything.
Yeah.
My wife went like that at all. Well, no. Every PC in the house would be parts.
Right.
That means yours would be too.
No. Off limits. Somebody comes at my computer, tries to dismantle it, I dismantle them.
So, is that pretty much all we have for news?
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Do you want to wrap up this shindig?
I guess.
Alright. Stay tuned. We are going to be talking about more end of the year game stuff soon. I'm going to actually try to play some other games other than Dragon Age, I hope.
You should get Supercard, right?
No, I'm not doing Supercard.
You should. It's
fine. I've got too many commitments. But with that being said, we have friends of the show. We have For the Love of Gaming. We have NoQuarters.net. We have
MessWorldsPodcast.com.
And BMFcast.com and TVGP.TV that do good things. You can find us on Twitter and Stitcher and Facebook and our website, all by using the word Tiltcast. Tiltcast is a searchable term that will pull up many different things when you search it. Most namely the site, which is Tiltcast.com.
Yes.
There's an awesome photo on there right now that everyone should check out.
Yeah, so find us, like us, love us, etc., 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 etc. So, with that, we're going to close this damn show. And
closing it down.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
It's the Tiltcast, episode 208.
Fuck. Fun.
What? Rowan didn't do that.
Let's start that over. I'm sorry.
No, it's 208.
We got this.
Rowan, the new end. Yeah.
Thanks.